If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know that I do have a merch store or two, and I don't generally push my merch because I don't feel comfortable hitting you guys up for money. But if you're listening to me on anything resembling a regular basis, you probably laugh at the same things I do. You probably think a lot of the same things I do. So why don't you go check out horribledesigns.com? They have assorted merchandise with funny comments on it, funny t-shirts, funny mouse pads, funny coffee cups, and then some stuff that maybe not necessarily so funny, but is definitely relevant, whether it's a social opinion, an economic opinion, a stance on, you know, things like veganism or whether or not you need essential oils in your life. So, yeah, anyway, that's my little plug. I have some of their shirts. They're comfortable. They're cool. I like them. HorribleDesigns.com. Go check it out. The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. Hey guys, I just wanted to start out by saying, with last week, if you missed out on hearing the dulcet tones of my voice, I wanted to give you a little explanation as to what was going on. I promise you it was a good reason, or at least in my mind a valid one. It was a combination of factors. Starting about midweek, the week prior to the episode not coming out, our dog, who is a dear and beloved part of our family, who we had for 14 years, started getting sick. And that was outside of... they thought it was just maybe her stomach bothering her, and then... she stopped eating, and then that was okay. They said, don't worry about it as long as she's still drinking, and then she stopped drinking. So that Friday, we wound up taking her into the hospital. And coincidentally enough, we picked her up Friday night because the place our normal vet doesn't do overnight care. So they said, well, we think the IV fluids will help, and she's drinking again. So take her home, see if she starts eating. If she starts eating, you don't have to worry about it. Just schedule something. If not, take her to the 24-hour animal hospital. And so we took her home, and Saturday morning she woke up and she drank a little water, but she still wasn't eating. So we took her to the animal hospital that is in the next town over from where I live, and they checked her out and looked at all the x-rays and the charts that our normal vet had sent over to them, and they basically said, yeah, we want to schedule her for an ultrasound on Monday, but we want to keep her on IV fluids and IV antibiotics and IV anti-inflammatories. They thought it was something with her pancreas, and they were trying to get the inflammation down. And oddly enough, Saturday morning, I also started feeling kind of run down. So after we took her and dropped her off at the vet on Saturday and sat with her for a couple hours before we left the vet, I got home feeling kind of run down. I got caught in the rain loading groceries out of the car. And I was just figured I was wet and in a bad mood, so I decided to take a nap. And I woke up with a very significant fever. And so basically spent the rest of the night sleeping, went and got all masked up and made a point of making sure there was no chance I was going to get anybody else sick, and went to an isolated room at the vet's office to go sit with my dog after taking a COVID rapid test to make sure I didn't have the vid, and I didn't. And then we went and sat with the dog for a couple hours on Sunday to spend time with her so she didn't think we were abandoning her completely, because they wanted to keep her till Monday morning when the ultrasound technician would be in so they could give her the ultrasound and find out exactly what was going on with her. And we didn't want her to think we just took her there and left her there, so we went and sat with her for a couple hours. And I was still running a fever, so when we left, we had headed back home, and I took a nap and let my boss know that I was running a fever and was going to have to deal with that if I might be sick on Monday. And then, oddly enough, got a phone call from the vet's office at 10 o'clock at night saying our dog had gone into cardiac arrest. And they were performing CPR on her, but they didn't know if they were going to be able to bring her back. And we got very rapidly dressed and sped to the vet's office. And by the time we got there, she was gone. And oddly enough, when we got home and we didn't want to leave her there for various reasons, and we got her home, and then my fever broke after we got her from the vet. And but being sick and stressed out and worried about my little girl over the weekend, I didn't get around to recording last week's episode. And honestly, I could have thrown something together rapidly Monday night, I suppose, but I was not in a good headspace for me to focus on dealing with this podcast. I needed to unpack my own shit and deal with my own issues and honestly, I wasn't going to just put out some random garbage when my head and my heart weren't in it. So thank you for being understanding. Hopefully you came back to listen to the new episode and you're hearing this apology. And if you're one of those people that thinks animals aren't part of the family and you don't bond with pets or whatever, you know what? That's great for you. Honestly, that's probably how I feel about most human beings. I've never taken it as hard to lose a pet as this one. She was an amazing, exemplary dog. I'm going to miss her forever. And, you know, processing it, dealing with it, moving on is not simple, but it's a process. But I just wanted you guys to understand, it's not like I was just out fucking off or anything between being sick and ironically enough, that actually came back basically the day after we got done burying her. I was back on my ass and wound up going to the doctor, and they, after more tests, it still wasn't COVID and it wasn't the flu, and they did a chest x-ray to make sure it wasn't pneumonia, and it turned out I had an inner ear infection, and that's what was throwing me off because I kept losing my balance and falling over and a bunch of other random shit. But, you know, a bunch of antibiotics and some downtime and a lot of sports drinks with and some rest, and now back to being my usual surly self. So that being said, the last couple of weeks have had a lot of shit going on, and there's a lot of stuff going on that's not getting attention that it should be getting. There's a lot of stuff going on that is getting attention, but it's the wrong kind of attention. And so let's, you know, stop and talk about it for a minute. If you look at any mainstream media source, and if you listen to me, you probably don't have a lot of faith in the mainstream media, just because you're probably smart enough to realize that they've lost all their credibility. They've lost all their respectability. It's more or less a joke at this point, but yeah, they're still kind of useful. Like Stalin used to refer to useful idiots, and even things that don't serve an actual function or purpose can be useful if you apply yourself properly and you put your thought processes in the right place. So if you look at all the shit that the media has been hyping up and the things that have been getting pushed in mainstream media, things that are getting pushed on social media, things that are happening in this world, and you've got like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial where he is, as far as I can tell, has pretty much acquitted himself beautifully of all the bullshit she accused him of. She has carried herself very poorly based on every media clip they've shown, everything that's come up. But at the end of the day, this is, you know, two Hollywood people going through a personal thing, and I don't understand why it's getting nearly the amount of attention it is, other than the whole celebrity thing. And I really don't approve of our culture's obsession with celebrity. I think it's fucking stupid. People that provide entertainment are not the same people that you look to for how to model your life. They shouldn't be, at any rate. Unfortunately, a lot of them are. And you should not be emotionally invested in their personal lives. It's kind of like, just to rant and rave for a minute here, I saw a couple posts about people bitching about Harry and Meghan, the what's-her-face, and the younger prince from the British royal family. First off, I live in America. My ancestors fought and died, so we didn't have to give a fuck about the British royal family. It's a beautiful thing. So I don't understand why they get all the media attention they do. So what? She's a, you know, B-list actress, and he's a prince that probably never would have seen the throne, and they walked away from it. They're still fucking rich. They still have plenty of money. They're not suffering. They're not hurting. It wasn't this amazingly brave thing where all of a sudden they're in some fucking double wide in Arkansas. They're still rich. They're still getting all kinds of media attention. I don't understand why. They're not doing anything particularly amazing or outstanding. They're just trying to live their lives. And I saw something when I was scrolling through a news feed the other day while I was trying to be sick and not really stress myself out too much, of some lady legitimately bitching that there's not more pictures of their three-year-old, that the most of the pictures they could find is things like, you know, when the baby announcement photos, and we haven't seen a picture, but the other family's putting out all these pictures all the time. Who gives a fuck? They're not obligated to show you pictures of their kid as the child grows and develops. You're not their family. You're not their friends. They don't have to show you shit. Where do you get off bitching that the royals aren't, or, you know, the people who stepped away from being royalty because they wanted to live a more normal life, aren't keeping you in the loop on what their kid's doing developmentally? And that's really not one of the main things I want to talk about, but it just popped into my mind. What the fuck kind of entitled bullshit is that? Where you think they have to show you a picture of their baby as it grows up so you can keep pace. Get a fucking life. But anyway, before I derail my thought process too far, the whole thing that made me think of, though, and it all kind of contextually ties together, is the general American population's focus on irrelevant, stupid shit that they really don't need to be worrying about. And then the simple fact of the matter, the stuff that's being pushed. There's a lot of shit going on in this country and in the world in general right now that is a lot more significant than any of the bullshit that's actually getting coverage. And the coverage that it is getting is being spun so fucking hard. It's like, you want to know why people don't believe you or take you seriously? Just look at what came out of your mouth. And everything from the White House saying they need to create what is functionally the Ministry of Truth, a organization to monitor and regulate disinformation on social media. Well, first off, no, you don't have that fucking right. And the reason they feel like they can get away with it, and a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's leftist this and yada yada. Yeah, the left loves to control the media, but they don't really need a bureau to handle it, other than the massive overstep because, you know, little Tin Pot Joe and his handlers think he's some kind of dictator, not an actual president, because they think he can just do whatever the fuck he wants. And they can just say and handle things however they want. And the amount of credit they give most of the American population, which is honestly probably not much more credit than I give most of the American population, because let's face it, it's accurate. People are stupid and easily manipulated and easily handled, but they're not even like trying to hide what they're doing anymore. People used to be afraid of getting called conspiracy theorists. And now people that say this stuff are just so fed up. They're like, yeah, call me a conspiracy theorist. I was right 6 months ago about this that you're now pushing out as fact. I'll be right 6 months from now about the shit you're calling me a conspiracy theorist over now. They're tired of being right. That's not something, you know, 10 years ago when being a tinfoil hat asshole was like such a huge blemish on your reputation. People would have kept it to themselves and kept their theories quiet and only talked to other conspiracy-minded people because they were afraid they were right. And now they're sick of being right. And I'm saying that as somebody who's pretty much team tinfoil hat at this point because they're not fucking wrong. And then to the absolute bafflement of me and probably anybody else that's capable of critical thinking, the people who have been parroting the party lines all this time, people that have been bowing down to the state approach of this is what the truth is, this is the people that support the development of social media regulations, including the person who they're putting in charge of this Department of Information or whatever the hell they're calling it, you know, I mean, who actively said that when there was talk about it under the previous administration, what a horrible, awful thing it would be and how it would be the end of death of freedom and all this other shit. And now she's the, like, new information czar and decides what's true. And her policies and her politics are all out there to be found because it's the internet. Nothing's ever really gone. And they're all ridiculously, rabidly left-leaning. So it's not actually about truth. It's about what narrative they want to push and what the approved narrative is. Now, progress has never been made by people quietly accepting what they're told is the truth. Debate is how growth happens. Debate is how change happens. Being able to air different opinions, whether or not you agree with them. And that's something I've been talking about a lot more recently, is just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean it's necessarily wrong. And just because it's not something you want to hear doesn't mean you have a right to say no one can feel that way or no one can think that way. That's kind of one of the founding principles of this fucking country, is you get to think what you want, you get to say what you want, you get to believe what you want. You also get to deal with the consequences of your thoughts and your beliefs, but that's a rant for another day. Now the government is literally talking about crushing your right to have an opinion other than what is the accepted party line. If you don't see that as a problem, you don't deserve to have any rights, and yours will be taken away too. Just because it's currently going your way doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. These people are completely lacking in critical thought, completely lacking the ability to look beyond their own immediate selfish desires and wants. And the fact that they can't deal with conflict, they can't deal with someone holding an opinion or a belief they don't agree with. So many people are just rabidly saying, oh, well, you disagree with this. That's, you're insulting me. You're attacking me. You're disrespecting me. No, I'm disagreeing with you. That's it. And furthermore, you're not entitled to respect just for existing. That's a massive fault that people have developed in the last, 15, 20 years, where they have this sense of entitlement. They think they are automatically worth X, and they're automatically deserving of a certain level of treatment, regardless of their behavior, regardless of whether or not they've done anything to warrant said treatment. They just want it. And if they don't get it, you're hateful, you're wrong, you're the bad guy. And unfortunately, despite what they think, that's not how the real world works. So tough titty, grow up, get the fuck over yourself. You are a inherently disrespectful individual, yet you want everyone to handle you with respect and kid gloves and spare your feelings and spare your thoughts. And that's not how things work. That's not how progress happens. Not how development happens. That is how weakness is created. That's how weakness is fostered. Weakness is fermented. That is a good thing to the people that are trying to keep control on things. People that, they love seeing all this division and all this fighting and just ignorance just being spewed all over the place. In the name of tolerance and acceptance, we're going to hate and spit and cuss and crush everybody that doesn't agree with us. Yeah, the idea of hypocrisy is just completely lost on so many fucking people these days, because in their mind, it's only hypocritical when somebody else does it. Not understanding that is literally the exact definition of hypocrisy, is being that fucking stupid, entitled to something you haven't earned. It's real simple. Now, the next thing that happened, and the next massive media distraction that's going on, and it's got a bunch of people bent out of shape, but everybody's been out of shape for the wrong fucking reasons, is a opinion paper was leaked by someone from an opinion on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, this is literally the first time in history this has happened. And subsequently, a lot of things have been going on in the last few days because it regarded Roe versus Wade and the Supreme Court opinion and the discussion. Nothing's actually been decided yet either. Bear that in mind. People are losing their shit over it because Roe versus Wade and one of the justices released an opinion paper about possibly overturning Roe versus Wade based on the fact that the legal precedents in the case were not handled properly. Now, here's the thing about that. The fact that Roe versus Wade could possibly be overturned that's not really something that people should be nearly as worked up about as they are. For a number of reasons. And honestly, a lot of people, I've made a couple statements about it, how like all these people that are bitching about my body, my choice, if you supported mandates over the last 2 years, if you supported vaccination mandates, you don't have the right to use that argument anymore, because that argument is a statement of belief in bodily autonomy. And if you, whether or not you support these mandates, directly ties into whether or not you believe in bodily autonomy. Now, the thing about it is, and I made a couple posts on social media about it, and it had two things. First off, nobody actually asked me where I stood on the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Everyone just assumes, since I said they forfeited the right to say my body, my choice, if they believe in mask mandates, that I must be a pro-life, anti-abortion individual. And the thing about it is, well, I don't personally agree with abortion. I'm not going to say that it should be a federal crime or a murder charge or anything else, because that's not where I stand on the issue. Where I stand on the issue is I do believe in bodily autonomy, and so it's not any of my business what someone else does with their body. Furthermore, the people who are trying to defend the vaccine mandates and saying, well, that's different because you could get someone else sick. You can't get someone else pregnant by you know, the abortion. And it's like, yeah, here's the problem with that. The vaccine mandates, the jab is not a vaccine. I don't care how they try and spin it. They had to change the definition of vaccination to make the jab fit the bill. It does not prevent disease. It does not prevent you from being a carrier. It does not prevent you from spreading the virus. It does not prevent you from catching the virus. It does not prevent you from giving the virus to other people. It literally does none of the things that a vaccination does. It had the potential to lessen your own symptoms if you caught the virus. That is literally it. So the argument of, well, you can't get somebody else pregnant just by sitting next to them on a bus, the vaccination didn't stop you from spreading the virus if you were sitting next to somebody on a bus either. So your argument is fucking moot at that point. You don't have a leg to stand on. You wanted to enforce your beliefs over someone else's personal body, and the facts are completely irrelevant to you at that point. So you have lost the right to use my body, my choice, as to why you don't believe abortion should be illegal. Now, that's not to say there's not a... I can tell you plenty of other good reasons, and I'm going to, as to why I don't think criminalizing abortion is a good thing. Like I said, personally, I don't agree with it, but that's... I think the only time I have a say in the matter is if I have DNA in the matter. If it's potentially my kid, then I have a say in whether or not that kid gets a shot at life. That's just fair. Beyond that, I don't think criminalizing it does any good for anyone, because all it's going to do is create a black market for abortions. It's going to put women that are determined to get these abortions into a position of either going to a non-regulated, non-above-the-board, non-sterile, non-safe environment to have the procedure done, because if they're determined to do it, it's going to happen one way or another. There are already people on various social media platforms that are far left. The same people who were making fun of ivermectin for treatment for the COVID outbreak, which, well, lo and behold, it actually worked, are now pushing different horse medications that can force miscarriages in case Roe v. Wade is overturned. And these are the same people that don't take the time to realize overturning Roe versus Wade, the reason I'm not opposed to it, even though I don't think abortion should be illegal anywhere in the civilized world, I don't believe that is a moral area where I have a right to make that decision for anyone else. But, and I don't, like I said, I don't believe it should be outlawed, because all it's going to do is create a black market for abortions. It's going to lead to unsafe procedures being performed on people because they're desperate. And realistically, from a personal standpoint, I don't agree with abortion in terms of using it as birth control. If you want to go out and you want to fuck, be responsible. Birth control is not hard to do. It's not complicated. It's not even fucking expensive. You can get rubbers for free at literally any health department office in the country. And you don't it's not like you just, you know, go out and get knocked up because, I mean, yeah, sometimes accidents happen. Shit happens. And I do think there should be consequences for shit happening. But on the other side of that coin, I also have seen way too many kids that are living in shitty lives because they were born into situations where they shouldn't have been. And I don't agree with all these assholes that are saying, well, there's always adoption. How many adopted kids do you have, motherfucker? If you're out here telling somebody they should just put a kid up on the market, the adoption system is thoroughly fucked as well in this country. It operates just as well as every other bureaucratic system in the world. It doesn't. Kids get lost in the system all the fucking time. They don't get the support they need. They don't get the care they need. They grow up in shitty quality lives. And it's amazing how many people out there only are pro-life until that kid comes out from between its mom's legs, at which point it becomes the system's problem. It becomes everybody else's problem. Nobody's out there rushing to take these little, you know, crack babies and kids born with congenital defects. I believe there's a lot of reasons where terminating a pregnancy is probably the kinder thing to do. Do I think it's okay to be using it as birth control? No, I think that's fucking irresponsible, and it's juvenile, and it has longer-lasting impacts and consequences as well. But, on the other hand, in cases of, you know, tubal pregnancies, ectopic pregnancies, cases of sexual assault, cases of rape, cases of incest, cases where the child's going to be born with a genetic malabnormity where they are no longer going to be able to live a decent quality of life. Yeah, I think those are more acceptable circumstances to deal with than just, oh, well, it's inconvenient for me right now. I fucked around without taking the most basic steps to prevent anything from happening, and now I'm pregnant and I don't want to keep it. I think that's just a juvenile mindset. You know, like I said, safe sex isn't fucking hard, or safer sex. No sex is perfectly safe. But again, people say, well, how can you feel that way and still say you're okay with them overturning Roe versus Wade? I'm okay with literally anything that takes power out of the federal government's hand. The federal government in the United States of America is a bloated, inefficient bunch of senile old fucks and money-grubbing yes-men who long ago forgot their actual purpose in the world. They have been constantly expanding their grasp and their control way beyond the bounds of what they were ever intended to be. The minute they started paying themselves a salary instead of a per diem, things went off the rails. They vote their own salary increases. They get raises regardless of the fact that they're terrible at their fucking jobs. They have job security. They have golden parachutes where if you serve one term as a senator, you have a six-figure income for the rest of your fucking life. They have driven the economy into the fucking ground. They have a bloated, ridiculous budget with so many personal pet projects, kickbacks, pork projects, money laundering, and other ridiculous shit that should have every single one of them standing in the fucking Hague being tried for crimes against this country. So, yeah, any decision they make that takes authority away from them and puts it back to a level that's closer to being actually in the hands of the people, you know, I'm more inclined to go along with it. Simply because of that. Now, like I said, I honestly think any state at this point that wants to criminalize abortions and say, regardless of the circumstances, you have to carry this child to term, I think that is probably, you know, a little more closed-minded than I'm willing to accept. Like I said, part of it's I believe in bodily autonomy. I believe you have the right to decide what's going on with your body. And a lot of people will hem and haw and say, well, what about the rights of the baby? And you know, that's more of a matter for the philosophers. That's a moral stance on when you believe life begins. And like I said, I personally, I'm not okay with it under a lot of circumstances, but I don't think that means your option should be get a coat hanger abortion in a back alley or take a bunch of, you know, horse supplements so you can force a miscarriage or go to jail. The stigmata that used to exist for, not stigmata, the stigma that used to exist for unwanted pregnancies in this country has pretty much gone the way of the dodo. I mean, they had TV shows about knocked up teenagers with no real prospects and degenerate teenage boyfriends with no jobs, no incomes, and everybody thinking they're going to be the next, you know, MTV star for whatever. And, you know, they spun that shit and glorized it, and we got little teenagers with no fucking moral cores running around talking about getting knocked up at 15 and doing it on purpose. So, yeah, maybe the problem isn't, you know, the availability of abortion. Maybe the problem is you need to stop being a bunch of dipshits and actually raise your kids to have some sort of moral cores and values and say, yeah, you know what? I know you're going to go out there and fuck. Be smart about it. And accidents happen. And be prepared. That's a consequence of what you're choosing to do. Because, like it or not, having sex is not a mandatory thing. It's not a thing you have to do or you will die. Contrary to what most teenage boys try and tell their girlfriends at some point, or their boyfriends these days. I mean, fuck it, I don't judge. Whatever makes you happy. Love who you love. I don't give a shit. Or girls with girls. But since a girl can't get a girl pregnant and a boy can't get a boy pregnant, those consequences don't really roll into play. Should you still be practicing safe sex? Yes, because, you know, STDs are still a fucking thing, or STIs, I believe they call them now. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've had to worry about that shit. I mean, but that's neither here nor there either. It's not a, you know, that I'm particularly fantastic morally or whatever. It's just a statement of facts. I'm married and I don't cheat. So, yeah, I don't have to worry about that shit. And my wife's not cheating on me, so I don't have to worry about that shit either. But, yeah, so whatever. They call them whatever they are. You can still spread around some crotch critters. That's and some nasty little bits on your little bits. But beyond that, you don't, the pregnancy issue doesn't really come into play. And I take real issue with the fact that the same bunch of people that have spent the last couple of years saying they couldn't define what a woman is and they can't define, you know, what all these terms mean, biologically this and yada, yada, yada that, but all of a sudden the, again, maybe it's just my problem with hypocrisy, but they all of a sudden spin around in this stance of, well, this is an assault on women's rights. You can't tell me what a fucking woman is. The Supreme Court justice that you just got confirmed in her hearing couldn't define what a woman is. So who is she to say what's an attack on women's rights? You can't play both sides of the card. You have to stick into having your shit together. You can't waffle back and forth on, you either can or you can't. It doesn't change based on the circumstances. Otherwise, your original stance is invalid. That used to be understood. You had to have some sort of conviction. It wasn't as things fit you. And the thing, and another thing about it that's particularly pissing me off is so many people that are trying to say, well, it's not a man's choice to be involved in this. It's a woman's right. Well, I hate to tell you this, but no matter how you spin it, women can't get pregnant without men. You're not fucking lizards. You're not fucking jungle frogs. There has to be sperm involved in the process. Therefore, that man who's involved in that process should have a say in the matter. It's not simply a matter of my body, my choice, because it takes two. And that's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, if it's, you know, some random one-night stand hookup, no, I'm not saying the woman should have to go run down the guy from a random one-night stand hookup to tell him that she got pregnant and some, and, you know, somebody she's never going to see again has to be weighing on her options. But if you're in a relationship with somebody, yes, it becomes, if you're in a committed relationship with someone, and it becomes more of an issue at that point. Somebody that's going to know what's going on and know what's going on in your life and is involved in your life should have at least some input into the matter. And I really don't want to make this whole episode just harping on that shit. But the thing that concerns me more is, since the leaking of this document saying they may or may not be overturning the hearing, and like I said, nothing's been decided yet, the left has started doing literally all the same shit that they have complained about and said should be illegal in the forms of things like doxing, you know, releasing people's public information. And they're trying to do it in shitty ways by saying they've released the justice's home addresses by saying, oh, well, this is where we're protesting, and that's how they're justifying giving out personal information about sitting court officials. And they don't see it as any sort of hypocrisy. Oh, well, it's going to be a peaceful protest. And these are the same people that are referring to the January 6th, quote-unquote, riots as these horrible insurrectionist things, and refer to the burning of, you know, Minneapolis and the burning of downtown Kenosha as peaceful protests. So when they tell us they're scheduling a peaceful protest outside of a sitting court justice's house, I'm expecting there to be some shit going on, because let's face it, that's the standard they've set. And it's a matter of this ridiculous hypocrisy again. And the fact that people aren't more concerned with this actual leak in and of itself, because where it came from had to be high up in this country's organization. And it was not done accidentally. It was not done without malicious intent. And if you look at the timing on when the information was officially leaked and how immediate certain figures' responses to it were on social media, making social media posts already decrying a decision that hadn't been made yet, it reeks of conspiracy, which it will not be called. And it's a horrible abuse of power by people in positions where they're getting access to information they shouldn't be getting, and it's being released to deliberately manipulate the public. And that's the problem I have with it. Like I said, I'm all for shrinking every single aspect of the federal government. Put things back on the state level where it can be voted on by the people it will be directly affecting. And like I said, when it comes to things like medical procedures, common sense should take place. This should not be an issue in a civilized country. There should be, I believe if you're going to go and you say you want to get an abortion, it should not just be like you walk in with a fucking punch card. And like I said, you shouldn't be doing it as a form of birth control. There needs to be a certain degree of evaluation before you should be able to go in and say, I want this done. Yeah, and now under certain circumstances, particularly in cases of incest and sexual assault and all this other shit, yeah, it can be a lot more difficult for the woman to do it, particularly if it's a younger woman and it's a family thing. Yeah, that's a huge problem because, you can't get parental consent when daddy's the one who fucking knocked you up or your brother or anything else. That can cause all sorts of extra problems, and that should be available because, let's face it, we don't need any more fucking, eyeball-touching, inbred motherfuckers in this country. Nobody needs that. But it becomes more of an issue of, like I said, for me at least, it shouldn't be outlawed because it's going to create a black market. It's going to create unsafe practices. It's going to, instead of being what, regardless of whether you agree with it or not, can be construed as a relatively simple medical procedure that, when performed properly and safely, minimizes the amount of danger to the person receiving the procedure. Back to shit from the 1950s where you got girls dying in the alley behind some fucking restaurant where some guy was digging around in there with a coat hanger and a fucking scalpel because he dropped out of medical school, but he had a rough idea how to do it and he knew he could make a couple $100 real fast. So, yeah, I have a problem with creating that kind of market. Same reason I don't believe that, drug use should be criminalized. Drug use and addiction should be treated as a health issue, not a fucking criminal issue, because if we decriminalize it, you destroy the black market for it to a certain extent. Even like legalization of pot in country or counties and states where it's been legalized, yeah, there's still a black market for it there because, let's face it, the taxation and general abuse by the government on the legalization of it is ridiculous. They promise, the tax money from it's going to go for this, that, and the other, and nobody sees it. It just disappears into the system and it's gone. To a certain extent, that corruption is going to keep existing because of the way our government works. But if you decriminalize possession, if you decriminalize the act of doing something that is only damaging to yourself, and you treat it as a medical condition instead, send the junkies to rehab, get them clean. If they're able to get their fix without having to go out and worry about paying black market prices and having to worry about getting it from some illegal source where it's not controlled or regulated, so they don't know what kind of a fix they're going to be getting. They don't know what it's laced with. That's how they wind up with people that are going out to, start with something real simple and basic and wind up hooked through the bag because it's laced with fucking heroin or dropping dead because it's got fentanyl in it, and it would make things a lot simpler. I'm a big fan of having things that are clean and well managed and healthy and safe. But that's generally my stance on everything these days, is the government fucks up everything they touch, so they need to get their fingers out of everything. And that includes saying, no, you can't have this procedure. And just in a footnote of things, I'm going to wrap it up here. The episode's getting a little long-winded. But just a quick reminder, too, the whole Ghislaine Maxwell trial thing. Yeah, they still haven't brought a single person on the client list to justice, even though she's been convicted of sex trafficking minors. Where's the client list? And I know she's keeping her mouth shut because that's how she's going to stay alive instead of getting Clintoned. But at the end of the day, we know these horrible things are going on, and We're allowing the system to protect the perpetrators of this horrible shit. And again, it's one of those things nobody's talking about. There's no media coverage talking about how many days it's been since she was convicted and nothing's come of it because they protect their own. So that's my big takeaway from this. And if you listen to the episode this long and you listen to all my ranting, thanks for listening to me. It's really, this is the thing we have to look at. Stop looking where they're pointing. Look at the things that are going on that they're not talking about. Look at the food shortage issues. They're going to be getting a lot fucking worse before they get any better. Look at the number of fires in food production facilities. Look at the number of plants that are having issues. It's not all just going back to COVID and the fact that everything was shut down for a while. It's the plants are breaking. The plants are on fire. There is production issues on top of the viruses that are killing poultry, on top of the shortages that are coming up in meat processing facilities. You need to start looking around. And if you're listening to me, you're probably a little more inclined to not buy the accepted mainstream policy party lines. But that doesn't mean you can, you know, you got to be vigilant. You got to watch out. So, you know, that's kind of my piece I got to say this week. I'm still a little under the weather, so it might be a little ranty and rambly, but for now, that's what I had to say.
Thanks for listening to another episode of I Had to Say It. If you liked what you heard, leave a review, give us a follow, give me some feedback. And if you didn't like what you heard, leave a review, give me a follow, give me some feedback. I'll try and fix it. Check us out on all the social media platforms at I Had to Say It Podcast is the trigger for all that stuff, for the search term. And if you want, check out the website, www.ihadtosayitpodcast.com. There's links to people that have been involved with the program, things I've talked about. There are some links available for some merch that we're working on, and there are ways to contact us there as well. And thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.